Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with day one of our devotional from the Bible app titled, God Comes Through in Protecting You. And so I'm actually very excited about this one. It seems a little bit more like inspirational and kind of get us fired up, which is fun, but I only skimmed it, so we'll see. It's a five-day plan, and there's a link to it in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick with the Devo. The scripture is Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, and it says this, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. The devotional says this, life is full of challenges, obstacles, trials, and tribulations. There are times when one might encounter public disrespect because of their belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ, or they are distraught regarding the pressures of life. There might even be occasions when one feels as if the chains of depression, sickness, and despair are keeping them locked in a prison that appears inescapable. But remember, whatever prison-like situation you are facing, whether it is the health challenges, guilt, shame, family relationships, insecurity, postponed dreams and visions, financial issues, addictions, demonic strongholds and attacks, depression or loneliness, remember, God will come through for you. The cells that are temporarily setting you back have an expiration date, and Jesus has already freed you from bondage. When God's light hits the area of pain in your life, be encouraged to know that victory is currently taking place. No longer will you be held down by the negativity that seeks to entangle and trap you. It's time to take action and follow God's light into triumphant divine guidance. Whether you are seeking God's protection for yourself or a loved one, God hears each prayer, sees the fasting and sacrifice, and God also inhabits your praise. It is vital to take heed when God comes through for you in these moments that seem like you will stay locked in the prison-like circumstances. God comes through in protecting us in ways that are indescribable and beyond our thoughts so that He gets all the glory, reverence, and praise. No matter how things look or feel at the present moment in your life, be encouraged that God will not forsake you. Just trust that God will come through to protect you. And yeah, I don't, actually, this is kind of funny because this was like a week ago. So a week ago today, we sent out a Sunday send and we were talking about like the birth story of baby Noah, but we were reflecting on the birth story of baby Micah. And we just talked about how there was just this like life and death difference, this almost heaven and hell type difference between the two births. And we were reflecting on it and we came to this conclusion that we were wrong, that actually God was right there with us during Micah's delivery in labor with Tori. But the issue is the way we were praying for God to come through for us, we were trying to escape the pain. We're trying to escape the need of comfort. We're trying to run away. We're basically trying to not need God to comfort us. And when we had that revealed to us, we're like, oh my word, God actually was comforting us. God was there with us, but the pain was still there, and He was helping us through the pain. And so I like that the author mentioned that in this devotional, because sometimes we hear phrases like that, that God will come through and protecting you, but then your first response is, but what about that thing? Or what about this thing? What that one time I went through that thing? And I'm with you. There are things I still kind of question, like, God, did I really need to go through that? But the catch is, I'm still here, I'm still breathing, and I'm still praising His name. So God has established me, and it may not have always been in the exact way I wanted to, but I got news for you. You are here, you are breathing, you have purpose for your life. I know you know that, but are you feeling that right now? God has established you, God has maintained you right now. And so what does He have you and me here to do? And God is protecting us. And again, it may not always look like the way we want it to, but He is, because guess what? We're still here. That means we still have purpose here. So let's try to find that and live that out. And so whenever you are tempted, whenever you're going through hard times, to isolate yourself, to question God's goodness, first off, a lot of us struggle with that. A lot. That's a real thing that we all feel tempted to do. But that's not the answer. That's not the ticket. That's not the cure. That's not the antidote to what we're going through. And so the big thing I think we need to remind ourselves is do not fall down that negative talk spiral. Do not fall down that slippery slope of feeling that God has forsaken us, because he has not forsaken you. He has not abandoned you. He is coming through for you, but maybe it looks different than the way that we want him to come through for us. And then that can be revealed to us through prayer, through petition, through journaling, through meditating on God's scripture, through just asking God to give you the word. And I really want us all to make sure that we're not giving the enemy a foothold in these moments or these times or the trials and tribulations and hardships that we face, because, you know, that's the time when we're most vulnerable. You know, it's almost like, this is a weird analogy. I think I'm just thinking of it because we have a newborn, but obviously people understand that whenever they come over to meet baby Noah, you wash your hands and you make sure that you're not sick. It's just like a common thing. Like, hey, we just, and like you do that because you know that they don't have their immune system built up and they're more vulnerable. So we do that in protection. Now, guess what? There are areas in your life where you are absolutely vulnerable and the enemy is not washing his hands, and he is absolutely sick and twisted and coming after you in those areas. So you need to protect those areas with healthy boundaries. We need to protect those areas with healthy boundaries. And so, yeah, I know it was kind of a weird analogy, but I do want to get fired up for the Lord in this season. I do want to pray protection and healing. And I want to pray against this feeling of wanting to isolate ourselves or wanting to sulk, wanting to throw ourselves pity parties, wanting to just live in that hardship, or just feel to pray away from feeling paralyzed by the trials and tribulations. We need to press into God in these times. And Tori and I have said it so many times. I'm sure a lot of you have felt this way too, but we have never felt closer to God than whenever we're being comforted in hardship, where the pain may still be there, but God is also there. And that's just so powerful. I'm going to pray this one out. Lord, thank you for always protecting us. It may not look like the ways that we always want you to come through for us, God, but the fact that we're still here means that you have come through for us, Lord. You still have purpose for us here on earth, Lord. I want to pray continual protection and favor over your children, Lord. Would you help us to resist the enemy? Would you help us to combat our sinful flesh? Would you help us to stop the desire of isolation or self-pity whenever we are going through hardships, Lord? Would you help us to run after you and run into community and just try to find comfort, Lord, in our hard times? Thank you for all the ways that you have comforted us and you have protected us, even when we didn't know it, Lord. We thank you for those times right now. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Auf Wiedersehen.